Can't you just take responsibility for it?
Oh,
he on the left. Wait,
me?
You literally said that.
Listen, let me finish.
And then you agreed with it.
You want to know what I said? I said Donald Trump created this environment over the past decade. You sat here and said, I need to take responsibility. I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You hold me to a higher standard than the man that
I'm
we just
listened
to. I'm
holding you to your standard of your punditry.
Donald
your
Trump
punditry
was just
is that
vomiting
fault.
Vitriol out of his mouth about how the other party is weak and evil. And he just said, the party of hate, evil, and Satan. You blind yourself to that, and you're focusing on a 22-year-old YouTuber.
Hey, everyone. Adam Mockler here. This is going to be a good video. I just wrapped up my New York Media Week with one final debate on CNN, and I faced off against MAGA commentator and Trump's friend, Scott Jennings. So I urge you guys to watch until the end. I urge you guys to follow the Adam Mockler feed. And once again, thank you all.
The series of events that took place here, we have to actually be clear about what happened, right? He tried to pressure Eric Siebert at the Eastern District of Virginia to pursue this prosecution. He did not. The U.S. prosecutors there said they did not see enough evidence. So he forces him out. He publicly declares to Pam Bondi, you need to target these political enemies, specifically labeling James Comey. And then, right after that, installs Lindsey Halligan, a former insurance lawyer with no prosecutorial experience, to go in there. And then within days, Comey's indicted, even after rank-and-file prosecutors, they gave her a declination memo that said, this is why we don't think there's enough evidence. So I don't think this is just the process playing out. I think this is Donald Trump explicitly abusing his power and directing a prosecution of a political enemy.
You said we have to be very clear about what happened, and then you left out the most critical part, where a prosecutor has to go into a grand jury, present the evidence, and make the case why charges are warranted. And the grand jury has to agree with that. In this case, they did. Now, I don't know if he'll be convicted or not, but you can't leave out and deny that there's a critical step where average, ordinary Americans get put in a room and they ultimately have to decide, does a case go or does it not go? And then they will decide whether you're guilty or whether you're not guilty. That is an important part of the process that he cannot really alter or change.
Just worth noting, I mean, two things. One, there was a third charge that the grand jury said no to. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, this is, you know, you probably will hear a lot about this as this proceeds. Probable cause is what you need to get a charge, which is a very low bar. Beyond a reasonable doubt is what you need to actually convict. But to Alyssa's point, that may not be the point of the message that's being sent here.
Yeah, Donald Trump has done this with a few people. He directly calls out their name online on his Truth Social, and then within days, you see them either targeted, their show gets pulled off, they get indicted. And when it comes to Eric Siebert, you can sit here and argue that, you know, Trump had nothing to do with this, but it's so clear that he was putting his thumb on the scale when he fired Eric Siebert, and then, what was it, 6 days before the statute of limitations are up, this new federal prosecutor is rushing this through. And I agree, we should let the process play out. It's fine to let it go through a grand jury, but can you at least consider that Trump was putting his thumb on the scale when he posted Comey's name, what was it, 4 days before Comey was indicted?
I don't think anyone is disputing that he thinks James Comey
did he put his thumb on the scale,
is a bad person who deserves to be investigated, and if a grand jury so chooses,
indicted. Did Trump
indicted.
Put his thumb on the scale, though?
He has never denied that. He's been very clear about it, has he not?
Isn't this all just kind of exhausting for the American public? Like, Trump did run on we shouldn't weaponize the DOJ.
It's exhausting now?
No, it was exhausting when
now?
Biden did it. It was exhausting.
Oh,
why?
Well, now we're exhausted.
Wait, Biden,
now
we're exhausted.
No. Wait. I criticized it when Joe Biden did it.
Can I ask you?
But now he's choosing to do the exact same thing at a much grander scale, all while there are fewer jobs than there are people unemployed
James
right
Comey's
now.
Not why for is president. The whole, I don't want to get when he was running Joe, for president.
He had a trial.
Can anyone point to one single example of President Joe Biden, privately or publicly, in any documented evidence of our reality, directing his Attorney General Merrick Garland to prosecute his political opponents, let alone protect his own son, who got indicted under his watch? When did
what?
Show me the answer to when did he direct Merrick Garland to prosecute Donald Trump?
I want to hear an answer to that.
He publicly in a Politico story was reported to have been fuming to anyone who would listen that Merrick Garland was not moving fast
enough. Wait,
did he tell Merrick Garland?
He publicly was fuming privately? Is that
no,
what he said right there?
He's asked for a
did
evidence
he tell
of
Merrick,
it. He was in a political story. There
Merrick,
was reporting on it.
Did he tell Merrick Garland
I don't know what he did.
Prosecute
oh, here we go.
These specific people?
And, by the way, I don't
wait,
know
but
a living
I know
Democrat thinks Merrick
wait,
Garland
wait,
Garland
I think this is super important. So are you suggesting that because Joe Biden was angry about something but didn't express it to Merrick Garland that that constitutes
you don't know whether he did or he didn't, but I know it was put in
but
a story.
You know, but do you know?
This is what you guys just said. He says things out
I mean,
loud.
Scott,
Joe
Scott.
Biden said things
Scott,
out loud or had it reported
it,
in a, look, in a Politico so
a
people
really
would hear it.
I think a factual issue here with this idea that Democrats, Joe Biden did this to Trump.
I didn't bring up Joe Biden. I'm not the person who rejected this.
But listen, where's the proof? Don't we need proof that actually happened?
We either need to agree that weaponizing the DOJ against political adversaries is bad or it's not. I think it's bad regardless of who's doing it. I think that Donald Trump ran on not doing it, and he is directly doing it.
Are you sure Comey is not guilty?
No, and I'm not prejudging that. I've talked about this extensively on air. If there is any wrongdoing,
it's bad for Trump to place pressure
to indict
him.
I think that putting what looks like a DM to your attorney general on Truth Social and being like, you only got a few days, it's not good. It ain't good.
I'm going to ask for them to point out either any example of Joe Biden doing this. No example. Scott Jennings said, I don't know. I don't know anything. That's always your fallback. Donald Trump directly asked Pam Bondi.
There was a story.
Do you remember when Biden said, hey, Merrick, can you go after this person? It didn't happen. You have no example.
And also,
In the news. I'm sorry to bring up. I know you're like 12, but it happened.
You're a smart dude.
It's like it happened.
It never was never reported. And also,
it was reported.
No, it was never reported that he told Merrick Garland to indict.
And
that was never reported. We know that. Okay. And also, I just have to say,
that was the reporting said or not?
Yes.
No.
There was a story.
The reporting said that he told Merrick Garland.
The point of the story was that Joe Biden was mad and he was angry. And the point of the story was that it would get out so that they would feel pressure to move on it.
Wait. And he told who?
It was done in the report.
Okay. Adam, I want to play what Bill Maher said about this in the same genre and get your take on the other side.
The Democrats definitely need an outsider. To me, the Democratic Party is a ghost brand. And if you could have somebody take it over who's not sentimental about that company and, you know, relaunch it, rebrand it. But it would have to be somebody who is unapologetic about calling them out. People have lost faith in the Democratic Party for very good reasons. You're the only one I hear who like doesn't look like he cares what the other Democrats will say.
He compared them to Abercrombie and Fitch, a ghost brand. What do you think?
I think that, I mean, he's right that we need more unapologetic Democrats, but it's more than that. The Democratic brand is two things right now. It's a lot of things, but it's both risk averse and it's very, very finger waggy. So all of our politicians are incredibly risk averse. So they're not out there taking risks or trying to do new things. I mean, they're playing it very, very safe. Even as much as I love Kamala Harris and I thought she did well on her campaign, she was very risk averse during all of that. But on the other side of that, while they're being risk averse, they're also just like purity testing everybody and finger wagging them. I mean, I'm a young dude. I like a little bit of like edge in my politicians. I think most young dudes like an edgy politician, not somebody who's out there being, you know, super scripted and tested and everything. So all this comes together to create an environment where like I had a young friend the other day who's pretty liberal say that the Democratic Party feels quote unquote suffocating at times. And I think that's a good way to put
it. It's that and academic. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the simplicity is missing in the message. Donald Trump is being accused of inciting violence after his warning to Democrats. This in response to the new developments in the deadly attack at an ICE facility.
The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control. They're saying things and they're really dumb people. I mean, I look at Crockett. I look at some of these people. They're very low IQ people, actually. But the radical left is causing this problem. Not the right, the radical left. And it's going to get worse, and ultimately it's going to go back on them. I mean, bad things happen when they play these games. And I'll give you a little clue. The right is a lot tougher than the left. But the right's not doing this. They're not doing it, and they better not get them energized.
That was an odd thing to say. I mean, in this moment, the point about the kind of anti-ICE nature of the shooting is taken, right? We know that. But then for him to say it might come back to them, I'm not sure that that is what's right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of conservatives gaslighting about the current political environment and Donald Trump's rhetoric when all of this escalation can be traced back to his entrance into American politics. His claim to fame was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. He was the first presidential candidate to have his crowd chant, "Lock her up," about a political opponent. You can bring up the insurrection. Even in the past few weeks, my home city of Chicago, he posted a photo of Chicago being invaded by the Department of War. So the broader point here is Donald Trump endlessly deflects and tries to blame it on the other side when he is the one responsible for amping up the tension in America. And I've spent all of my formative years throughout high school, throughout college, looking to the president who I'm supposed to be able to look up to and seeing somebody who's trying to place blame on the left, who's amping up the rhetoric constantly. And yeah, it's not good.
So you think it's Donald Trump's fault that a deranged leftist climbed up to the top of a building and shot up the ICE facility, not once now, but twice in Texas?
I think it's Donald Trump's fault that America has gotten to this heated place. I think that...
No responsibility for the radicalization on the left that's causing this violent
outburst. That 29-year-old is radicalized by online communities and online algorithms. I'm not going to blame that directly on Trump. But he was caught in a lot of online video game algorithms and all these communities. Donald Trump,
but it's Trump's
10
fault.
Years ago... Donald Trump amped up the tension in America.
He ran 10 years ago, and this guy then 10 years later, somehow you're connecting. Can't you just take responsibility for it?
Oh,
he's on the left.
But let's not do the he has to take responsibility because he's a Democrat.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You want me to take more responsibility than the president of the United States?
I want you to understand.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber.
I want you to understand that we are in the middle of an epidemic of left-wing violence. They're attacking ICE. They shot Charlie. It's happening all over the country. We have these Free Palestine people running around trying to burn down the Pennsylvania governor's mansion on and on.
The president,
it's not Trump's fault.
The president of the
United
States.
The left has radicalized to the point of saying, we're done talking and we're going to start shooting.
Scott, is Trump amping down the tensions?
Amping down the tensions?
Yeah, is he taking the tensions down? Is he trying to do that?
I think he's mad that his friend got murdered, if you want that.
The job of the president is to tone down the rhetoric.
Right, go ahead, man. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, number one, on the Trump front, we need unifying leadership from the top. You didn't hear Obama, Dylan Roof shot up a black church. He's saying Amazing Grace. He didn't say, I will go after my enemies, number one. Number two, we see the data indicates otherwise. There is left-wing violence. Right-wing violence, the Cato Institute, far from some far-left liberal bastion, said 63% of the murders from political terrorism between 1975 and September 11, 2025, was from the right, right? The second below that is jihadists at 23%. So the data doesn't, and also the DOJ scrubbed the website that said more of the violence comes from the right. And again, I actually don't want to get into the game of blaming, because I actually agree with Adam's take from the other night, where he talked about the acceleration of radicalization online. There's a broader problem with young men, incel culture that's going on here. That's not just like, obviously we need our political leaders to be more representative of like positive masculinity and of not just blaming the other side. I mean, you know, every time there's an instance of violence, saying, you know what, I'm going to prosecute Soros now. Next up, that's not the way to do it. So I think Adam's right. It comes from the top down. And I think at the same time.
So now we have two people here who are saying it's Donald Trump's fault that someone shot up an ICE facility.
Nobody is saying that. You literally said that. Listen, let me finish.
And then you agreed with it.
You want to know what I said? I said Donald Trump created this environment over the past decade. You sat here and said, I need to take responsibility. I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You hold me to a higher standard than the man that
I'm holding you to your standard of your punditry.
Donald
your
Trump
punditry
was just
is
vomiting vitriol out of his mouth about how the other party is weak and evil. And he just said, the party of hate, evil, and Satan. You blind yourself to that. And you're focusing on a 22-year-old YouTuber.
Since I've been in politics, I was working for members who were whiskily during the congressional shooting. We didn't know if they were okay for many hours. I remember what happened. People didn't say, oh, he was a Bernie bro, so we're going to come for the Bernie bros. Yeah. There was this nature of we are going to realize something terrible happened and we're going to move on. You pointed to Dylan Roof, which put political in the way that Obama handled it. But the Minnesota lawmakers, Paul Pelosi. I understand why the right feels like they're the victims more. I asked somebody very close to me who's a big MAGA person, and they said, well, they tried to kill the president twice, and they just shot Charlie Kirk. Everyone in America knows those two things happen. Most Americans can't name those Minnesota lawmakers. They probably think something happened to Paul Pelosi, and they don't really know. But the data itself is pretty clear. This is a problem we have to acknowledge that exists on both sides. The sooner we take responsibility for all our rhetoric, and there is left-wing rhetoric that I think is very dangerous, and contributes to the anti-sentiment. Yeah. But this is not one side only.
We're back, and it's time for your unpopular opinions. You each have 30 seconds to tell us yours.
Yeah, mine is on the most important story of the week, okay? The rapture. The TikTokers that were preparing for the rapture, they need to be hired by FEMA, okay? Sure, they got the timing wrong slightly, but the preparation and the detail orientation was fantastic. They were talking about where to position your arms when you're being raptured. They were saying, don't look down as you're flying through the air. Really pointed suggestions that we need in FEMA so that could be directed. And then you unleash this swarm of influencers.
You know, my side is going to eat me alive for this, but I do think Donald Trump is right. Diet Coke is the best drink on the planet. Like, I can't get enough of it. You can't even overdose on the thing. I need to chill out on it.
That's not an unpopular opinion. That's a popular opinion.
If you said
opinion.
Diet Pepsi, I feel like that's highly unpopular.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And thanks for watching Table for Five. You can catch me every weeknight at 10 o'clock.